Ramsey TV.
The political left has gone completely mad in this country and indeed around the world. Those who want to call themselves Democrats or socialists, this is not the Democratic Party of your grandfather. This is not the party of JFK. This is not the party of Clinton. This has become a radicalized movement to really bring the world to a one-party system, or you might say a one-world government. Now, the world is going to become a one-world government, but it's going to be under a different system. I'm going to explain that as this video unfolds. This is Martin Zender. You're at MZTV. Welcome. This is going to be a heavy show. The opponents of the political left in this country are becoming extremely Christianized, and this is necessary. I've been calling for this for 25 years, and I'm going to play you a video from 25 years ago when I spoke on these very things. The characteristic of a police state, there are a few. I've written them down. One, you have to control the media. And the only thing saving us right now in the United States, and which is saving the world, is independent news sources. These are the bane of the mainstream news networks, because it used to be three networks in this country controlled all the news. If it wasn't on CBS, ABC, or NBC, then you didn't get news. So thank God that at least for now, there are some independent news sources. There are some big names. And I'm going to name those names. There are some big names that have more influence than all the mainstream news networks combined. But a power that would be tyrannical, a power that would rule with the iron fist, must control the media. It must censor its enemies. And there's been much evidence built up here in my country that the government has worked hand in hand with social media platforms to control what people hear. This is called censorship. But the way they present censorship as, well, we're just trying to protect you from misinformation. That is a euphemism for censorship. If you want to have a one-party system, you have to eliminate all opposition. And so what a party will do to eliminate their opposition is they will use the justice system and they will weaponize it, and they will attempt to jail their opponents. That's exactly what's been happening to Trump. Anybody can see it. Anybody can see it. If you don't see it by this time, that the left isn't interested in a fair fight, they're not interested in a competition of ideas, then I don't know what. I just don't know what. It is so obvious that the left is scared to death of Trump. And in the video I'm going to play you from 25 years ago, it was on our radio show in Cleveland, Ohio. One of the most poignant thing I said in the 7-minute clip I'm going to show you is this: that this beast system that is going to be built on the right will be, quote, the only logical choice in a world gone mad, unquote. The only logical choice in a world gone mad. You either want despotism, communism, tyranny, or you want the Trump movement, because there's no alternative. That's it. Trump is the only person standing in the way of this evil push to control the world. The irony is, Trump doesn't want to control the world, but he will end up by default controlling it, because the world will be so joyous at being delivered from the obvious evils and perils of communism that they will want to keep him in power. But this indeed will become the beast. And as I've been saying for 25 years, I'm going to prove that to you. The beast is going to be religious. I know that from the four beasts of Daniel chapter 7, which I spoke on last week, they being four religions. And the Western religion is going to be the one that stamps out the other three religions. In other words, it's going to be the leader. It's going to be the strongest one. The Western monstrous, according to Daniel chapter 7, has iron teeth and copper claws. This is the United States. This is the West. We're armed to the teeth, and we have the military might to subject our will on the world. And but the thing is, if this is Antichrist, that is instead of Christ, and it's going to be done in a good way at first, it will be seen and it will be provably a movement to eradicate injustice, to eradicate unrighteousness, to take the worst criminals of our day, actual criminals, not political enemies, but actual criminals, and to put them away. And this is what the left fears more than anything. And there are some major voices on the right that are becoming Christianized. You know this. You've seen it. Trump is becoming more Christianized, and the following names, who are extremely influential people in my country, but also in the world, who have more subscribers. We would call these people podcasters. They have more subscribers, more viewers in each of them independently than all the mainstream news media outlets combined. And to me, this is fantastic. This is great. Again, this is the only choice in a world gone mad. I'm talking about Tucker Carlson, Russell Brand, Jordan Peterson, and Joe Rogan. If you haven't heard of these people, well, look them up or don't. I don't blame you if you don't look them up. I don't blame you. In fact, I credit you if you don't even know these names. Good for you. You're not paying attention to the things of the world. Good for you. I'm morbidly fascinated by it just because of the times we're living in. And we know we're 6,000 years from Adam, a few years short of that. And we know there has to be a 7-year tribulation. And so we're looking for the man of lawlessness prophesied by Daniel and by our own Apostle Paul and by none other than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Tucker Carlson, this is a quote from him. He says, there's a religious revival going on in the country right now. And there is. And it's really been trumped up, pardon the pun, to a fevered pitch after the assassination attempt of Donald Trump. Russell Brand, he's a British guy, very popular. He was an actor and a comedian. Now he's a podcaster, millions of viewers. Quote, people are cynical about the increasing interest in Christianity, the return to God. But to me, it's obvious. As meaning deteriorates in the modern world, all of us become increasingly aware that there is this eerily familiar awakening. This is being called an awakening in many corners. And a beckoning figure that we've all known all of our lives within us and around us. And of course, that beckoning figure is Christ. This has been said about Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan, once a vocal evangelist of the new atheist talking points on religion, recently expressed how he yearns for the, quote, just and righteous, unquote, kingdom of God, and believes that the world, and here's a quote, needs Jesus for real. This is a guy who used to be an atheist. He says the world needs Jesus. Jordan Peterson of Canada. Now, I'm not saying that none of these people are truly embracing Christ. These are all Christians. You know what I think about Christians. We all know what we think about Christians with their doctrines of demons. But politically, if we have to live on this planet for even another 6 months or a year, God forbid, I look for Christ 2.5 minutes from now still, then we don't want to be slaves of a one-party system. We don't want the United States or any other country in the world to become Venezuela or Cuba or China or North Korea, do we? Do we? But this is where the United States is headed, and this is where the world is headed, but for, it's going to sound bold, but for one man. This is how I see it today. This could change, but it's not changing. It's getting more and more evident to me. There's a video out there titled, Jordan Peterson Explains Why Joe Rogan is Becoming a Christian. Again, Joe Rogan, the top podcaster in the world. Millions and millions of followers because he's just an honest guy. He has no political agenda. The guy can actually listen to other people's viewpoints. This is something the left cannot do. They need to destroy viewpoints, they need to censor, and they need to destroy their opponents because they have no arguments. They can't argue in the arena of ideas because their ideas suck, absolutely suck. And I'm not here to tell you the agenda of the left. This is not a political show. This is a show about the times, this particular show. I don't do many political shows at all. I have to be careful doing this one. But I'm interested in the times and the coming of Christ. I want to see my Savior. And Jesus said to look and pay attention to the seasons. In a CTV article by a man named Peter Smith, under the world/analysis section, he said, Jesus, speaking of Trump supporters, Jesus is their Savior. Trump is their candidate. Ex-president's backers say he shares their faith and their values. Another quote from this article, Donald Trump increasingly infuses his campaign with Christian trappings. Of course, Trump is a fake. He's not even a real Christian. I mean, Christians are fake believers, and Trump is a fake Christian. I know that. But this is essential to the final deception, to the white horse rider who, as I've been saying over and over again, must fight against tyranny, must fight against censorship, must fight against totalitarianism, fight for freedom, fight for individual rights, fight for people keeping the money that they earn, fight for national borders, fight against crime, and against the abolition of the police, and for life, and all these great things that are scripturally sound and morally correct. And yet, these are all good things, and yet the whole thing is becoming Christianized. And when religion mixes with politics, then you have the beast. And we are witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, the formation of it. I will quote from a USA Today article. This is from usatoday.com under the elections subheading. This was written by Chris Ullery and Melissa Brown, and this was in the wake of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. As U.S. Secret Service agents swarmed to shield his body from a would-be assassin's bullet, former President Donald Trump said he felt divine protection. Quote, in a certain way, I felt very safe because I had God on my side. I felt that, Trump told attendees at the final night of the 2024 Republican National Convention Thursday. Speeches peppered with references to biblical verses, intertwined with political slogans and the Pledge of Allegiance, underscored a mix of God and nation prevalent throughout this year's GOP nomination ceremony. This is why we have been thankful for church and state to be separate, because we don't want the state telling us what to believe. It's a good thing when church and state are separate. But if you want to see Christ return, and if you want the tribulation to start so that we can get on with this business of reconciling the universe to God, then you do want to see it. In a sick way, you do want to see it. Trump's 90-minute acceptance speech, which quickly moved from prominence to policy and jabs at his opponent, who at that time was President Joe Biden, but now, as we know, is, can I say her name, Kamala Harris, was almost secular compared to some speakers earlier in the evening. Thursday put a capstone on a convention awash with religious language, symbolism, and merchandise to a point that the official nomination ceremony has been likened by some to a religious rally. Bibles officially endorsed by Trump were available for purchase for $75 for attendees. Yes, Trump has a Bible now you can buy with the Bible, probably King James Version in one section, and the U.S. Constitution, and probably the Declaration of Independence in the back instead of a concordance. And also, you're aware of the coin minted in Israel with Trump and King Cyrus, the ancient king who allowed Israel to return back to Jerusalem from the Babylonian captivity and build her temple. Trump is being likened, rightly so, to King Cyrus. They're both heathen kings, non-Israelite people. Although Trump could be way back an Israelite. I bring this up on the clip you're going to watch here shortly. Trump very well could be an Israelite. I say in the show that I think the Antichrist must be an Israelite, but I don't think that today. That's one thing I've changed. It could be, and it probably is, but it doesn't have to be. Country singer Lee Greenwood performed his iconic God Bless the USA, and images of the Christian cross and American flag were displayed on screens between speakers. Oh boy, the Christian cross and the American flag, what could go wrong there? But again, I say, that's the only choice. It's either this Christianized Trump movement or the gulags. Almost all of them ending their remarks saying, God bless America. While Christian themes and imagery have been largely on display, other faiths have also been represented throughout the convention. This is also part of it. It's a larger acceptance of other faiths. Well, that's what it is now, but it's not going to stay that way. This is a very brief ecumenicalism, a very brief ecumenical movement, but the West is going to stamp out the Islamic religion. That is prophesied in Daniel chapter 7. Harmeet Dhillon, a prominent Republican lawyer and close Trump ally, recited the Ardas, a Sikh prayer, to close out Monday night. Republican Jewish Federation CEO Matthew Brooks spoke Tuesday night, and pro-Israel sentiments were a repeated thread. Pro-Israel sentiments. I want you to think about that. Quote here from USA Today when you watch the coming clip. Pro-Israelite sentiments were a pro-Israel. I'm sorry, that's me saying Israelite. I'm old school, you see. They say pro-Israel sentiments were a repeated threat among multiple speakers on Wednesday. Several speakers alluded to a higher power protecting the Republican nominee. So we have Tucker Carlson, a strong Christian himself, talking more and more about God, quoting scripture unashamedly, saying that there's a religious revival going on in this country. We have Russell Brand, who was a sex addict, a movie star, a comedian, now becoming Christian. We have Joe Rogan, the number one podcaster in the world, talking about a world that needs Jesus. Jordan Peterson, now the famous Canadian psychologist and college lecturer, is talking about faith in God all the time. He has no idea what he's talking about, of course. No freaking clue. But it's all in the realm. It's all in the Christian realm. Christianity is a false religion. I'm not saying anything different than that. But this has to happen. And I've been calling for this for 25 years. I want you to listen to the last night of Grace Cafe Radio, broadcast from station WCCD in Cleveland, Ohio. This was on July 30th, 25 years ago, to the date. 25 years and 1 week ago, July 30th, 1999. The largest Christian radio in Cleveland, Ohio. This was live, and I saved this message for the last night. We were on there for 5 weeks. We had 25 shows. This was the last night, because if this wasn't the last night, it would have been the last night, because they would have broken our contract, called the cops, and never seen us again. Here it is.
This monstrous beast Daniel saw is the Christian religion that will be amalgamated with political force, political power. Believe me, it's going to happen. There's going to be a meshing of political power with Christianity. You're already starting to see it as the pastors and teachers are taking more and more of a hand in politics. The religious right is the beginning of the formation of this beast. When the religious right takes power, they want the reins of government. And when it happens, I guarantee you that your redemption draweth nigh. Because this is the, to me, number one sign that we are near the end of this age. That this Christianity is taking now, or striving to take, the reins of government. And this is the harbinger of the beast.
It's funny how many Christian organizations promote patriotism to America as if we were citizens of the USA.
It's going to look good, but it's going to be very, very ugly.
Do you know who you are in Christ? We'll be back in just a couple minutes with more of Grace Cafe.
Welcome back to Summer Nights on WCCD. It is the soul of the city. Glad to have you listening in. If you want to get involved in the conversation, you can give us a call right now at 1-888-281-1110.
I got to do one more unpopular thing here.
Why?
I told you I was going to do
a surprise.
Yeah, I know. I told you I was going to teach on a little bit on the Antichrist, because in this, we got into it there, speaking about that horn that's going to rise up from the Western powers out of Christianity. Antichristos, that is the Greek word for Antichrist. This is amazing. I don't know if you knew this. This literally means instead anointed. Christ means anointed, of course. But anti is the surprising thing. Most people think that means against. Someone is going to come up against Christ. And boy, that would be obvious to see, wouldn't it? No. No. It's instead of Christ. The Greek prefix anti does not mean against. It means instead, or instead of. The final deception is going to be just that, a deception. See, somebody coming up against Christ would be obvious to everybody. But an imposter who sneaks in instead of him could deceive even the most careful Christian, you see? And who else is looking for Christ except Christians? And if you want people to think you are Christ, don't act like a devil. We talked yesterday that the picture of Satan today is the horns and the pitchfork and the pointy tail. But the man of lawlessness is going to be a reformer. He's going to seek to do that which only Christ can do when he returns. I mean, the man of lawlessness is going to attempt to erase evil from the earth, or so it will seem. I think he'll be a humanitarian, a philanthropist, the consummate friend of man. And remember, we told you that Satan today is disguised as a messenger of light, and his messengers as dispensers of righteousness, false apostles of Christ. I believe that this lawless one is going to have the name Christian, and that's going to be the Christian religion backing it and attached to it. The deception is going to be that sweet. It's going to be that subtle. Remember, 2 Thessalonians 2 tells us that it's going to come with every seduction. Every seduction. And this is going to be a deadly deception. And I believe, this is my opinion now. This is just my opinion. Take it for what it's worth. Because of the scriptures I have read, such as 2 Corinthians chapter 11, speaking of false apostles, fraudulent workers, and I'm going on 2 Thessalonians 2 also, that it's going to be every deception, and it's going to deceive practically even the elect. The man of lawlessness is going to emerge from the political right. It's going to be out of Christianity, this Western religion that I just named for you, this Western religion, this monstrous that Daniel saw, that is a whitewashed wall on the outside, but it's full of dead bones on the inside and contradictions and wrong teachings and all these things that everybody's clapping about. What a wonderful religion, the greatest religion on earth. Now let's go subject the world with our B-52 bombers. The Antichrist is going to come from this realm. He's going to be the finest conservative Christian the world has ever seen.
I thought he was going to be a Jew.
He will be a Jew. He has to be a Jew.
He will be tied to Israel.
He'll be tied to Israel, yes. Tied to Israel.
That you can't even imagine.
And you know,
Israel is blinded right now.
And you're going to have to go deep to find his roots. Israelite roots. May not look like an Israelite. There's a lot of people who have lost their national identity who are Israelites, but maybe don't even know it.
And through this, Israel's eyes will become open, but only when the finalization of this occurs. But they will be locked to this, blinded at first.
Exactly.
Who is the best friends of the Jews today?
Well,
the United
USA.
States of America. There's an alliance there.
But not only that, but I'm talking about Christianity.
Right. The Christians and the Arabs. Here's something. Christians and Arabs. Isn't this interesting that these are the descendants of the son of promise and the son of flesh. The son of the flesh, Ishmael, is fighting with the son of promise, Isaac. That's why they're fighting. Isn't that weird? Down to this very day, see? The Israelites are fighting with the Arabs, and the United States is joining with Israel. This goes way back. And Ken's right. The U.S. is friends with Israel, and there's a reason for that. There's going to be an alliance. Christians today treat liberalism as the evil. You know, this is the evil. We got to fight the liberals. But liberalism is not specifically led by the spirit of Antichrist because they're not pretending to be instead of Christ. Obviously, Bill Clinton is not pretending to be instead of Christ. Well, he's against Christ. Bill Clinton's the Antichrist. Hitler was the Antichrist. Mussolini's the Antichrist. No, you're not getting the picture. You're not getting the picture about this man of lawlessness and this kind of deception we're going to have. If Christianity sees through it, it's too obvious to be the final deception. It's too against Christ and not enough instead of him. Christianity is going to laud this man of lawlessness. This is my opinion now. I believe they're going to bring him to power. Remember, Antichrist steps in instead of Christ. It comes with every seduction. The religiously, politically zealous in this country are going to be the first to fall under the spell of this man. My opinion again. They're going to put him in power. The rest of Christianity is soon going to follow. But there's always going to be a remnant who will have the mind of Christ, and they're going to distrust the way things look. Right? They're going to walk by faith, not perception, because this thing is going to look so good. Dispensers of righteousness, ministers of light, the cross is going to be on it, the name Christianity is going to be on it, and anybody who thinks is wrong is going to be called a crackpot. The man of lawlessness is going to do things Christ might have done. He's going to say things Christ might have said. He's not going to be stupid enough to immediately say, I'm Christ. No. He's going to first deceive millions of fine, law-abiding, church-going Americans. But his presence is in accord with the operation of Satan, with all powers and signs and false miracles. Listen, 2 Thessalonians 2, false miracles. Miracles. It's going to be in the realm of Christian.
And how many people out there in Christianity today are always looking for some kind of sign,
oh, yeah.
some kind
They're
of
hungry
miracle?
For, right, and like that story you told.
And they flock
told,
to it.
That story you told about the piano playing by
exactly,
itself.
Exactly.
They love that stuff.
It's that kind of stuff they're looking for.
And here is an impossible verse of Scripture, Matthew 7, verse 22. Lord, Lord, was it not in your name that we prophesy and in your name cast out demons? In your name do many powerful deeds? And then he shall be avowing to them, I never knew you, depart from me, workers of lawlessness. There's going to be a huge group of people that's going to fit under this category of prophesying in his name, casting out demons in his name. You see, the name of Jesus Christ is going to be attached to the final deception. That's how sweet it's going to be, sweet slash awful. And in 2 Timothy 3:8, now by the method by which Jannes and Jambres withstand Moses, thus these also are withstanding the truth, men of a depraved mind, disqualified as to the faith. Disqualified as to the faith. We're in the realm of faith here. Now Jannes and Jambres, these were the two magicians in Egypt who imitated the miracles of Moses and Aaron. It's imitation, see? It's imitation. It's going to look like the real thing. That's the crux of Antichrist. It's going to look real. It's going to look good, sound good, feel good. It's even going to use the name of Christ. It's going to be the only logical choice in a world gone mad. Only fools and radicals and so-called heretics are going to disprove of this thing.
And look around you today. How entertaining is Christianity?
Right, right, right. It's going to be so subtle and deceptive and so right-looking that even if Jesus Christ himself came down and pointed out the man of lawlessness, even then we would ask, you have got to be kidding. It's going to be that deceptive.
So there it is. It's happening. The deception is the only logical choice in a world literally gone mad. We are living in a madhouse. And for those who say, oh, it's just like any other age, these people have been frogs boiling in the pot. It is not like any other age. This is an unprecedented time. I've said that before. I've given you my reasons for that. That from the time of Adam to the late 1800s, people were traveling on horseback. From the time of Adam to 1865, people are riding on horses. From that time to this, you can see that there has been and there is an incline of complexity, of information, of knowledge, of destructive power, the likes of which the human race has never seen, and this is unsustainable.
And these are just the things we know about, the things that are going on in the government or in the world, in the realms of science or technology or computing power. The things we don't know about are probably the truly scary things. But this is not going to continue. Daniel said in the last days, knowledge will increase. Yes, knowledge will increase, but a savior is coming, the true white horse rider. But before the true white horse rider comes, we must have the false white horse rider. It must be centered around a religion. It must be a movement and a power that reforms. It has to present itself as a message with a messenger of light. And even the elect would be deceived if it were possible. But it is not possible, because God is opening our eyes. Our eyes are wide open. We are not looking for these things. We're looking for him. And he could come at any time. Christ could return for us for the snatching away. But as the days go on and the days go on, we can see that the time difference between the appearance of the man of lawlessness in the snatching away is not going to be large. It is going to be like thunder and lightning. They didn't know that in Paul's day, because they didn't know how long of a time there was between the snatching away and the man of lawlessness and the beginning of the tribulation. But now we know. Now we know it's going to be like thunder and lightning, and your redemption draws nigh.